I wasn't quite confident enough to ad-lib this, so I wrote it out. So I'm going to stand here and read it, and you're going to sit and listen. I was asked to give a testimony this morning, in part because this year, Grace Presbyterian Church is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and I'm one of the longest-standing members, having been around since the earliest days, about 16 years ago. To give a little background about myself, I grew up in South Africa. When I was a very young child, my mom rekindled her Christian faith and began sharing it with me. I became a believer at that time, but it was only during my university years that I really bowed the knee to Christ and began to recognize that following Him was the defining element of my life. I left South Africa when I was 25 and moved to England for a couple of years, before coming to Long Island in 2000. A family member suggested I check out Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York, which I did. It was there that I discovered the preaching of Tim Keller and became an instant fan. I contacted Redeemer and asked if they had a church in the Hamptons. They didn't, but they said I should talk to John Horcher in Southampton. John and his wife, Mary Ellen, had attended Redeemer before they moved to the East End. They hosted a regular Sunday night Bible study at their house, and they were interested in planting a Redeemer-like church in the Hamptons. To make a long story short, that little Bible study group of about six people was the nucleus of what became this church. With a lot of mentoring from Redeemer, we began searching for a pastor, and after interviewing several candidates, we found the perfect guy. Unfortunately, he wasn't available, so we settled for Mark Middlecroft. I joke. Needless to say.
I was there all morning. I could have seen that.
You could have seen it. It's written. It says, pause for laughter. No. Needless to say, Mark and Leslie have proven themselves perfect for this place in countless ways. These days, my wife Heidi and I are the sole remaining members of that original group, and we have been honored and amazed to watch this church take on a life of its own over the past decade. It is clear to us that this was not the handiwork of individuals, but the work of the Holy Spirit. During our time here, we have made many new friendships and have benefited immensely from the faithful teaching and other ministries in this church. It sounds trite, but it really is a family. And as our own family has grown, we have found Grace Church to be an even greater blessing. Our daughters love coming here too. We can't wait to see how the Lord uses this church in the next 10 years as well. Thanks.